this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Act of the Apostles chapter 1 verse number 3. Act of the Apostles chapter 1 verse number 3. The theme for this meeting came from that scripture. Hallelujah. He said, to whom also he showed himself. I think I would like to take it from verse 1. I would like to take it from verse 1. It was a continuation of the letter of St. Luke to, you know, Theophilus. Praise God. Now, he said in verse 1, start from verse 1, please. God bless you. From verse 1. It says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. The lengthy letters I've made before, I'm writing it again to you. He said, until the day in which he was taken up, after that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Gave commandment unto the apostles whom he has chosen. And verse 3, we read together with a loud voice. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, after he has suffered what he has suffered on the cross. Now he has succeeded, he has overcome, now he is risen. After what he has suffered, he came up to tell you, I have gone through that trial, that difficulty. Now this is my proof. He said, for you to be convinced that it is same me, Jesus, standing before you, he demonstrated by many convincing proofs to them, being seen of them 40 days. Within the period of that 40 days, he was exercising authority. And he was manifesting something that is hidden behind the infallible truth. And what was it? He was speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Infallible proofs are not just happening. There is a root. There is a foundation for these many infallible proofs. In John 20 verse 30, when he resurrected, he showed up to the apostles and it was confirmed in the presence of the disciples. The Bible says he demonstrated. He did many signs. John 20 verse 30, shall we read? John chapter 20 verse number 30. He said, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not even written in this book. Sometimes you may want to wonder, what exactly is he talking about? Where are the many infallible proofs after he's resurrected? Now, it was confirmed here that many of those were not even written. Now, you understand? A commentary said that if all of the things he did within that 40 days were to be documented, there is no book that is not to contain that space. Many infallible truths. Many infallible proofs. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank God that this letter was coming from one of his disciples, the physician Luke. Because if you read from the book of Luke chapter 1, many people don't know that Acts of Apostles was like a continuation of what Luke wrote. Is somebody hearing me? Praise God. Now in chapter 1 verse 1 to 4, hear what Luke said in the beginning. He said, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Then verse 2, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word of God. You understand? It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding. Ah, may God give all of us understanding of the things of the Spirit. Having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first. I think I'm in the right position to write this to you, most excellent Theophilus. He said that thou mightest know the certainty of those things. It's not fake, it's not fluke. They are realities wherein thou hast been instructed. May God Almighty give us a hearing here and a seeing eye in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, going back to that Acts chapter 1, verse number 3, where the themes and the theme for this Shiloh crusade came from. Now, he said, to whom also the apostle, trying to just put it together now. Now, to whom also he himself, he showed himself alive. This is me that were crucified. Now I'm alive. Now this is me that went through that terrible experience. Now I'm alive. He said, and he convinced them, showing them many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days. Now I'm speaking. I just paused, and as I was meditating on this verse, and I just paused. Oh, in case you are not aware of what is influencing, what is actually the root of this infallible proof. We are talking about signs and wonders, miracles, healing, restoration, the dead rising. He said he was actually dissecting. He was speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Don't mistake this scripture to think that it is in the future. Is somebody hearing me? Don't mistake this kingdom of God to think that it's talking about when you make heaven. He said in Luke chapter 17, verse number 20, when people stood and they were looking at him, and after he has spoken about the kingdom, he said they thought it was a kingdom that is going to happen in the future. I said, no. In verse 21, the kingdom I'm talking about is right inside of you. The source and the fountain of the many infallible proofs are right inside of you. You can carry that power. If you are not aware of it, you can still be suffering. Is somebody hearing me? Somebody, oh my goodness. He said, look, the kingdom is not coming by observation. Luke chapter 17, verse number 20 and 21. He said, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. No, it's not coming by observation. The kingdom is right inside of you. The Bible says in John chapter number 7, verse number 38 and 39. In the last day, Jesus stood in the presence of them all, and he made a declaration with a loud voice. He said, as many that believe in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What was he referring to in verse 38 and 39? He was referring to the Holy Ghost, because the Bible says, as at that time, the Holy Ghost was not yet given. So what is the kingdom? To further prove to you that he was talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost as the presence of the kingdom. In the book of Matthew chapter 12, verse number 28, hear what he said. He said, if I by the Spirit of God cast out devils, if I by the Spirit of God cast out devils, then the kingdom of God is upon you. If I, by the Spirit of God, cast out devils, every one of you carrying the Holy Ghost inside of you, I say you have what it takes to command many infallible proofs. As many baptized in the Holy Spirit, because tonight you are going to engage it, you are going to demonstrate it. Enough is enough. Enough of being a liability. Enough of being laid back. Enough of not taking responsibility. Is somebody hearing me? You can have a car at home. Are you hearing me? Until you learn how to drive, it will remain a decoration. Is somebody hearing me? You can be given into a booth. You can be positioned, promoted into an office. If you don't have what it takes to lead as a leader, listen to me. You can still be messed up even though you are in a high position. The Bible says a man that is in honor, Psalm 49, verse number 20. A man that is in honor and understandeth not is like a beast that is perishing. Is somebody hearing me? Somebody shout, I have what it takes to command many infallible proofs. Oh my goodness. Do you know what we mean by infallible proofs? Can signs and wonders, manifestations of the glory of God that cannot be denied? I was sharing with God's servant what happened in our last year alone with God. Many people were called forward. It has always been every year of experience. Is somebody hearing me? Now, the people were called forward to come. And what exactly, there was a word of knowledge. Ask, what exactly do you really want God to do for you now that you have come to this alone with God? One of my daughters there came out 11 years old. She was the only child of her parent. And she came to the altar in that meeting. Said she want God to give her mommy another children. She is the only one. Are you hearing me? 11-year-old child. We prayed right there for her. And then we went. That was October last year. By December, the mother already took in. After 10 years, July 30th, I went for the baby, the naming ceremony. To name the children. Look, I said, you had children. You had children, right? God dates the mother with triplets, three boys. That is the operations of the kingdom. After 10 years, God, it's just like God carried the three children. Take. You are the next in line as I'm speaking to you right now. He said, if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out devils, then the kingdom has come upon you. I can understand why Jesus Christ said your prayer point only should be, oh Lord, he said, let thy kingdom come. After this man I pray ye, Matthew chapter 6, beginning from verse number 9. He said, after this man I pray ye, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. After the prayer session, the next one is, thy kingdom come. Then the kingdom asks for all others. Are you hearing me? Thy kingdom come. Jesus was digesting the kingdom. He said, look, they were looking at the proof, but he was showing them the roots. They were celebrating results, but Jesus was showing them the responsibility. What is the force behind many infallible proof? After this meeting, everywhere you have been denied, everywhere you have been traumatized, everywhere you have been looked down upon, because the kingdom of God will invade your soul, it will invade your spirit, invade your life, and God will turn you to another man in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, then your will be done. And I see the reason why many children of God struggle in doing the will of God is because of the absence of the kingdom. Is somebody hearing me? In Matthew 6:33, he went further. In verse 10, he didn't finish. He moved to verse 33. He said, look, seek ye first the kingdom of what? And every other thing shall be what? Unfortunately, what we are actually adding, they are not prayer points. We are concentrating prayers on additions that should come naturally as a result of a course. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. There is a kingdom that must be established in you that will naturally force others to come. When the kingdom is missing, there will be, we are at the mercy of additions. You don't ask for a car when you are a carrier of the kingdom. You don't ask for a house when you are a carrier of the kingdom. You don't ask for, oh my goodness, when the kingdom is inside of you, sir. When the kingdom is contacted, sir, listen to me, doing the Lord's will becomes natural with you. Because it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Look, when I come for the next ministration, I will deal with the other part, because the kingdom of God is the reason we are dealing with now. His righteousness is what his principles. The uprightness of the kingdom that permits the flow of that spiritual content you contacted from God that makes effect happens. Jesus Christ, well, you are celebrating many infallible, but he was busy speaking to them about the kingdom of God. And they were like wondering what is going on. He said, if I by the Spirit of God cast out devils, then the kingdom is coming to you. The kingdom has come. Are you looking for the kingdom? You want to interpret the kingdom? Listen to me. In every family where the kingdom has invaded the heart of husband and wife, there are natural things that you don't pray for. Those things we're asking for will naturally come because they are the additions. Unfortunately, the enemy has given us a different prayer point. Oh my God. Because we are missing the kingdom, then our prayer becomes so long. Is somebody hearing me? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You begin to see many infallible proofs. You begin to see many infallible proofs. As he was approaching the gates, as he was going, there was a sound. Lift up your head, O ye gate. Lift up your head, O ye gate. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting door. Why? Kingdom is approaching. Kingdom of darkness will disappear. There are two kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of God. Is somebody hearing me? And when light shines, darkness disappear naturally. After today, every duty anointing, every duty grace, that divine grace of God, that wisdom, that kingdom of God, the reality of the kingdom becomes real in your life. In the name of Jesus, man of God, what are you talking about? Wait a minute. Does it mean that I don't have the kingdom inside of you? You have it inside of you. There is what they call anointing within, and there is an anointing upon. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, have you ever asked yourself why some Christians are still oppressed? They are born again. They are speaking in tongues. Yet you did discover that they are still at the mercy of certain problems and forces of darkness. Why? He has the Holy Spirit. He speaks in tongues. You only have what you call the anointing that is within, that molds your character. Very nice. Very upright. He doesn't steal. He's very respectful. That is, your character has been formed through the help of the Holy Ghost. But you need the enabling grace that comes after. That is why the Bible says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost. That is the, oh my goodness, that is the kingdom. The moment Jesus came, sir, that was the first place of call. He went straight to the wilderness. He went and sought the face of the Lord until he contacted the kingdom. The Bible says, now return in the power of the Spirit. Is somebody hearing me? And when he encountered Paul, do you remember what Paul did also? Paul had to go for 1,000 years. He has to contact the kingdom before he can be relevant. When Jesus was going, he told the disciple, it would be an error if you step out without you waiting for the endowment from heaven. Is somebody hearing me? It will be an error for you to step out without waiting for the endowment of heaven. I can continue to show you later that look, we have to labor. We have to continue to ensure we are holding to that kingdom. When you get it, you got everything. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 and verse number 46, he said, the kingdom of God is unto a merchant man who, having discovered a field, and went and sold everything he had so that he can purchase that field. Oh my goodness, that is the kingdom of God. When you truly contact life, nothing else interests you anymore. When you contact this kingdom, nothing else interests you anymore. Yet, the moment you lose interest in these things, the more they increase in your life. The moment we increase our interest in this natural thing, his presence diminished. No wonder the disciples pray. He said, Lord, that we may decrease and you may increase. We're talking about the manifestation of infallible proofs. Your family members, your friends, hanging on your shoulder. Your destiny, your career, your marriage, hanging on your shoulder. What are they waiting for? The manifestation of the sons of God. The manifestation of the sons of God. The carriers of the kingdom. God is looking for who? And guess what? Luke 12 verse 32. The Bible says, little flock, don't be afraid. It is the will of the Father to give you the kingdom. So you have to ask. It is the will of the Father to give you. Unfortunately, not many people ask for the real thing. He said, when you pray, pray after this manner. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Lord, let me see you at work. In every department of my life, I want to see you. In my ministry, I want to see you. In my life, I want to see you. And listen to me, when people see God in your life, I'm telling you, you will never pay for another thing again. Is somebody hearing me? The kingdom, say the kingdom. It's like I perceive Jesus was not sitting. He said, my disciple, can you just wait? And he said, the Bible said he was teaching things that pertains to the kingdom. So that they can whet their appetite. So that they can steer up desire inside of them. So that they can show that this is what to concentrate on. You have nothing to lose. It may take the whole of your time initially, but it will give you the whole of your life. Oh, in seeking the face of God, in seeking to contact the kingdom, charge of God is not a joke, sir. It may take the whole of your time, take the whole of your resources, take the whole, I'm telling you, you may even lose some friends, but when you contact it, you will have more than friends. Everybody abandons you because they discover that there is nothing influencing them in your life. But when you contact this kingdom, in Matthew 21 verse 10, when Jesus came, the Bible says when he stepped out into the city, the entire city moved. His movement drew thousands upon thousands of people because the kingdom was passing. The kingdom was passing. The kingdom was passing. The kingdom was passing. No wonder in Luke chapter 5 verse 1, the Bible says when he was moving, everybody, the multitude pressed on him. They want to hear the word of God. And he looked at them, he waited, and he shared the word of God with them. And I love what Luke 16 verse 16 says. He said, the law and the prophet were unto John. When you have understanding of what the kingdom is, when you now know that my life depends on the kingdom, he said, the law and the prophet were unto John. Since the time that the kingdom of God was preached, what happened? Everybody pressed to enter.
I am not my party. Whatever is going to cost me through fasting, through prayer, I press to enter. I press to enter through fasting, through sacrifice. Whatever is going to cost me, I press to enter. Now that I know what my life depends on, somebody shout, I press to enter.
Failing to press for the kingdom is to submit to oppression. Since the time the kingdom has been preached, every man is that, you see, in that realm of the kingdom, they call it the realm of all possibilities. It's a realm that naturally songs flow, ideas flow. It's a realm of all possibility. Where Jesus Christ came from, there is no scarcity there. Where he came from, they don't forsake. He said in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 24, he said, the inhabitant of the land shall not say, I am sick. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9, he said, nothing shall hurt them upon all my holy mountain. It's an atmosphere, it's a realm, it's a presence. When he lives inside of you, he pushes out all other wicked and devilish kingdom. That was what God revealed to Daniel in Daniel chapter 2, verse number 44. When God said, I'm going to set up a kingdom, Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, he said, I'm going to set up a kingdom, and that kingdom will swallow up every other kingdom. Is somebody hearing me? And in the days of this king shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It won't be in control of the flesh and blood. It will be in control of government. It will be in control of a mortal man. It will be in the control of the God the Father alone, because the headquarters of this kingdom is not here. It's in heaven, sir. It's an extension of the life of heaven on earth. Is somebody hearing me? He said, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all this kingdom, and it shall stand forever. No matter the forces trying to shut your business down, when the kingdom is established there, you will swallow them up. You will swallow them up. Are you not surprised why the rod of Moses could swallow up the rod of the magicians? Are you surprised why the wisdom of Daniel was able to download a missing dream and interpret it? Is somebody hearing me? There are kingdom giants here, kingdom citizens. Jesus Christ said, listen to me. There is a realm he's taking you to. That is what's teaching them about the things of the kingdom. That when you understand this mystery, many infallible proofs follows your life. Because it is natural in the kingdom where you belong for you to go out and say, no, you can't be sick. You lay hands on the sick and they are recovered. No, it's natural for where you come from that you don't even, while you are thinking it, while you are thinking, ah, I will need it, I will need it. Somebody is picking the signal. Oh, Pastor, this we need that. Mommy, this we need that. And they are supplying it. Why? Because in this kingdom, it's a signal. There is a network. While you are thinking it, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24. While you are still asking, God has brought answer to your doorstep. Is somebody hearing me? Kingdom citizens that are under the sound of this word, can I hear you shout, I am a member. Oh my goodness. Are you not seeing the reason why God said, even though you are in this world, you are not of this world? Jesus Christ started by opening up, saying, this is how the kingdom operates. Now, I want to first of all reveal to you the definition, the true definition of this kingdom. It's an extension of God's lifestyle on earth. An extension of God's lifestyle. Heaven lifestyle on earth. When you hear heaven on earth, that means the kingdom has invaded that family, has invaded a lot of that person. Anytime you see a man of God ministering and somebody got delivered, the kingdom just invaded the house. Chase out all of that little wicked, useless kingdoms. Is somebody hearing me? That is what you are raised for. This Shiloh experience, don't joke with the remaining days, because everyone has decided to cause a shift in your life from where you used to be to put you where you should be in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I hear. The kingdom we're talking about is number one, it's a supernatural kingdom. It's a supernatural kingdom. It's what? A supernatural. Say, it's a supernatural kingdom. In John chapter 18, verse 36, Jesus Christ, when he was physically arrested, they thought they have caught him. He was just smiling and looking at them. In John 18, 36, you see, look, my kingdom is not of this place. If my kingdom were to be here, my servant would have fought. So my kingdom is not of here. Say, I hear. You cannot see the reason why the Bible says a servant of God must not strive. Children of God, who knows that their kingdom carrier, you don't fight. When you see a child of God engaging in fight, abusing war, you don't even know what manner of spirit you possess. Is somebody hearing me? Somebody who is walking in a consciousness of the understanding that I am a kingdom carrier. You know that even while you are not talking, things are happening. Oh my goodness. Is somebody hearing me? You carry a supernatural kingdom. Supernatural was said, the headquarters is in heaven. Where you get instruction from is in heaven. That is why God calls you and I holy ambassadors, a representative of God on earth. Anytime the trumpet sounds, it comes back its own. We came from somewhere. We are only trying to extend the life of heaven here. That is why sometimes you wonder, everywhere a child of God enters, it transforms that environment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And its righteousness. Look at that word. It's H-I-S. You know it's pronoun. And it's actually used for a word. A male. That tells you the kingdom we are talking about is not a location, sir. It's a presence. It's a person. And its righteousness. Its uprightness. The agreement you sign. The agreement. The principles to operate in the kingdom. Because it's not for anyhow person. And before you can operate there, you have to have an idea. So Jesus was speaking to them. After he demonstrated many infallible proofs, I perceive in my spirit, somebody probably must have asked, what exactly is the cause of all this? Why is it? Why all this? How do we also enter into this realm? And he began with the kingdom. He began to share with them. He was speaking many things. Because I read that scripture again and again, again and again, again and again. And I just saw that, look, Holy Spirit. He said, the roots, the foundation is here. Infallible proof. You can't be talking about signs and wonders in the absence of the Spirit. You can't be talking about breakthrough in restoration, enlargement, intervention, supernatural healing in the absence of the kingdom. And please, he said, permit me to correct your understand your mindset about the kingdom. It's not in the future. In fact, he said, there are many of you standing here. There'll be some of you standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man. In other words, what is talking about this? You know, sometimes I used to ask that question. You know how many people have died since that time, 2,000 years ago, because of my level of ignorance. But I now understand it was talking about a presence. Is somebody hearing me? It was talking about something that must possess you. Is somebody hearing me? Christianity goes beyond, it's not religion. Is somebody hearing me? It's a life. And you will contact it. In my next teaching, I will show you how to enter into the kingdom. Because Nicodemus came Nicodemusly. How do I enter into this? There is a doorway, even though it's an atmosphere. You don't get crushed. Sir, that is a principle. That is a protocol. Oh my goodness. There are people that can come to church for 10 years, yet you are not in the kingdom. That is why you see somebody who is coming to church. And he goes to church, and he's still telling lies. And he goes to church, because in this realm, this kingdom is a kingdom of light, not of darkness. Oh, you don't understand. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 8, verse 12, he said, anybody that will come after me, he said, because I am the light of the world, anyone that will follow me will not walk in darkness, because I will give them the light of life. Is somebody hearing me? The kingdom we are talking about, apart from being that it's a supernatural kingdom, it's also a kingdom of light. Nothing is done in secrecy. If you are such a person who enjoys darkness, you thrive in darkness, this kingdom is not in you. You can't contain and carry this kingdom and not shatter darkness. Is somebody hearing me? Oh, in the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, unto them who sat in the region of darkness, what happened? The Bible says, great light shone to them. A visitation that Jesus has come. All of us were once in that darkness, but when this kingdom invades your soul, you will discover that natural, no matter, nobody can tie you down. You will not have any fellowship with any works of darkness. You won't have fellowship with any works of darkness. How can you say you carry the kingdom and secretly you are still talking, you are still dating another woman. When your wife is there, you are speaking, you are using style to steal. You don't carry the kingdom. In the kingdom we are talking about, that spirit detests darkness. Is somebody hearing me? In the kingdom we are talking about, how can somebody carry light? Carry darkness. I want to cast that spirit of darkness. It's not possible. The kingdom we are talking about is a kingdom of light. That is why even in the Old Testament, the reason why the priests will put the Urim and the Tubim on their light is because they call it for light so that they can see secret things. Things that are hidden to natural man, they can see it. You can't carry this kingdom and things are hidden to you. The spirit of life. If somebody heard him, sometimes you come to some people and before they open their mouth, the Holy Spirit already opened their eyes. Open your eyes to see. This person is coming to lie. That is what they talk about. Kingdom. He was living life in the life of Peter such that Ananias and Sapphira became a victim. Is somebody hearing me? Hallelujah. People of this kingdom are light carriers. You open your mouth, revelations. You counsel, people find direction. You give instructions, people find solutions. And that is who you are after today. I say, beginning from now, that is who you are. I say, beginning from now, that is who you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are a carrier of the kingdom. From today, when you open your mouth to give counsel, there'll be direction, there'll be a solution, there'll be a pathway for people to follow. In the name of Jesus Christ, can somebody shout, I am a light carrier because I have the kingdom at work inside of me. Is somebody hearing me? The kingdom of God lives inside of you. That is why you feel that heat inside of your heart. Sometimes you are praying, sometimes you are studying. You just feel that heat sensation. The kingdom is telling you, I'm within you. I'm inside of you. Is somebody hearing me? Hallelujah. While I was meditating, I was musing. He said, behold, the fire burn. The kingdom was really, in agreement and fellowship with me. You feel the heat sensation. It's not my world like a fire and like I'm at the breaker trucking to pieces. When the kingdom is in your heart, it's in your life, you feel this heat sensation. You can't pretend it. That fire can consume cancer. That fire you are feeling can destroy sickness and disease. Meditate to a point that you stir up the kingdom inside of you. It's not outside. He said the kingdom is inside of you. It's not coming by observations. The kingdom is inside of you. Luke 17, 21. He said the kingdom is inside of you. Somebody shout, I have the kingdom inside of me. I'm not provoking you enough. I want to get you to a point that you'll be angry from here before you get home. You go to go and pray. Look for certain sick people and pray for them. Look for certain people that have problems. Say, bring your hand. Let's agree. Because when you begin to flow the kingdom into a vessel that is hungry, then you begin to see infallible proofs happening. Many of us are not conscious. We are not aware that we carry this thing inside of us called solution of the world. Inside of us in the person of the kingdom. So that is why we are not really going out to offer our solution, our help to those that are in need. There are many people in darkness waiting for you to come and manifest. Just laying hands, just giving counseling, just praying and agreeing with 2-3 people. Things will begin to happen. You will see the way testimony will multiply in your life. Is somebody hearing me? There is nobody that is stubborn and difficult for the Holy Ghost to arrest. We simply have people that are stubborn, that were not ready to go and do the assignment. The Bible says, how would they hear except somebody sent? How would they hear except somebody sent? Say, the kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. Number two, the kingdom is a kingdom of light. It's a kingdom of what? Light. It's a kingdom of what? Light. Say, it's a kingdom of light. What we produce infallible proof. Beloved, is the light that you carry inside of you. Say, I carry light inside of me. Say, I carry light inside of me. Don't forget, I'm laying a foundation. After opening your eyes to see the kingdom, and we prophesy, pray, on the next meeting I'll be having, by the grace of God, they will not go into what? What are the principles of the kingdom? And when the kingdom arrives, what are the signs? Is somebody hearing me? I have the Holy Ghost inside of me. But we're talking about the enabling grace, the ability. What makes the kingdom reality in his power in your life? Oh, glory to Jesus. Stay here. It's a kingdom of light. Number two is a kingdom of power. Number three, sorry. It's a kingdom of what? Be conscious of this, that you have power. Was it Zephaniah? Holy Spirit, remind me of this scripture now. Was it Zephaniah or Micah that said, but truly I am full of what? Power. And of Micah, God bless you, sir. Micah 3, I think verse 8. Right, God bless you. He said, but truly, I am full of power. What brings that consciousness to the prophet? It was part of the what? The teachings, the mysteries that God has downloaded to them. I hope you understand. If in those days they can be that conscious, how much more now that you have received the Holy Ghost baptism into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior? Jesus in your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. Is somebody hearing me? Now, when Jesus was teaching, I hear in my spirit, I perceive he was telling them this. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 20. He said, look, talk is too much. is time. Say, the kingdom of God is not in words, but it's in power. That is why you will read in that Act of Apostle, was it Act of Apostle or should, that this thing Jesus both began to do and to teach. Both began to do and to teach. You see, time has come in this ministry. You will begin to hear more of testimonies, infallible proof. As worshipers will begin to worship God, people will be under the anointing. People will be under the anointing. Healing will be taking place. Deliverance will be taking place. Fibroids will be disappearing. Yokes will be breaking. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ushers will stand to usher people to their seats, and paralysis will disappear. Kidney problem will dry up. Deliverance will take place. Why those ends are pointers from heaven? Is somebody hearing me? Glory to Jesus. Before they touch them, things will begin to happen. That is what we are talking about. When you catch this revelation, you know. Because I'm still going to show you the demands of the kingdom for it to function well in your life. Do you know that many of you have great phones in your hand? As fine as those gadgets may be, you have a responsibility. The way some of us attend to those phones, if you attend to your prayer life like that, honestly, you'll be spitting fire. You wake up very early in the morning, you plug, you want to check the bar. Is it fully charged? If it's not fully charged, you are conscious of if it's fully charged, then either your spirit is fully charged. What is the usefulness of your phone that is charged and your spirit is discharged? Is somebody hearing me? Your phone is charged, but your spirit is discharged. Your phone is full, but your spirit is flat. No. Say no way. Say I'm wiser now. Say I'm wiser now. Are you listening to me? Because the first thing we touch in the morning, averagely, many of us, is our phone. And the last thing we drop is what? Is the same phone. Let us consciously do a reverse. And let it be the word of God. Let it be the word of God. Let it be a communion with the Holy Spirit. Even if it is 10 minutes. Even if it's 15 minutes. Let it be. See, it's good. You need your phone for your business. Listen to me. That phone is limited. In the day of disaster, it can't help you. Is somebody hearing me? In the day that demon shows up, Kelo Matia Zazo Pataya Daza, Elo Brana Kasita, Samsung A32, A52, it can't help you. Is somebody hearing me? Is somebody hearing me? What will help you is the deposit you have made into the kingdom. Jesus Christ came. He looked around. Nothing else. He walked straight into the wilderness. Was there laboring 40 days, 40 nights. Studies made it to be clear to me. The lifespan of demons, of flies, is 40 days. Are you here? I'm talking about demons now. Any force, any challenge, any trouble that has lingered in your life require 40 days minimum. When you see a trouble, that is why you hear 40 days fasting and prayer. You don't know what is attached to it. That after that 40 days, there is no fly in the name of a demon that should be holding you down. If you know what you are doing in the closet. Say, I hear. Is somebody hearing me? In these few minutes we have left, the kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. Are you hearing me? So anytime there is issue, you see the way some of our governors run to Abuja for what? Is it for allocation now or FAC? Many, because they depend on that what? In fact, many of the states depend on it. They have to run to Abuja because that is the headquarters of what? Where do you run to when you are spiritually challenged? The headquarters of this kingdom. It's up. It's up. Not in your friend's house. Is somebody hearing me? Not in your friend's house. The kingdom. How many people really hunger for infallible proof? You want to see proof of God in your life. Beloved, I'm showing you a mystery. He was teaching them things pertaining to the kingdom. Things pertaining to the kingdom. Nations of the world are looking for peace all around. Is that not correct? Leaders of nations are confused, looking for peace. Is that not correct? Every great leaders,
G8, G32. Excuse me, sir. They can't find that pizza. They can't find it. Why? The Bible says, and of the increase and the reign of the peace of his government, there shall be no end. Who was he talking about? Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The Bible says, government shall be upon his shoulder. I hope you understand it. And his name shall be what? Called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, a Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Do you understand? Now, in verse 7, Isaiah chapter 9, he said, and of the increase of this government and peace, there shall be no end. Are you hearing me? There shall be no end. There shall be no end. That is the one who they call the Prince of Peace. In John 14:27, they said, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. May God will give you peace by all means. Say by all means. God will give you peace by all means. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall rule and reign. Now, somebody is meeting somewhere because you have weapon and gathering and looking for peace. You can't find this, sir. It's a product of the Spirit. Is somebody hearing me? It's a product of the Spirit. The Bible said the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Is somebody hearing me? The kingdom brings peace no matter how troubled your family is. When the kingdom is introduced, that is why you see somebody who has been probably very notorious, very terrible, like Paul. When God encountered him, the same terrorist became a peacemaker. Is somebody hearing me? Hallelujah. When the kingdom of God invade a family, you enjoy peace, tranquility. It will keep him in perfect peace. Those whose mind is stayed on him. This kingdom we are talking about is an indestructible kingdom. Apart from the fact that it's a kingdom of power, it's an indestructible kingdom. What you carry on your inside, why are you afraid? Don't be afraid of maybe something is going to sweep you off your feet. It doesn't matter how many shrines they planted in your father's village. All I want you to cry out for, Lord, invade my soul with your kingdom. Lord, invade my house with your kingdom. Is somebody hearing me? It's an indestructible kingdom. I show it to you in the book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 44. The Bible says God will set up a kingdom that will not be subject to the control of a man. Are you hearing me? And this kingdom will destroy every other kingdom that will exist. It's an indestructible kingdom. Is somebody hearing me? You cannot be destroyed. Because greater is the one that is on your inside than he that is on the outside. Somebody tell yourself, can you tell yourself, I have the greater one on my inside. It doesn't matter what are the number of people that rise up against you. Confront them in the energy of the kingdom with the size of Goliath. With a kingdom carrier in the person of David, he brought down Goliath. Is somebody hearing me? Because he carries kingdom. He said, look, I didn't come to you with weapons the way you came. I came to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the army of Israel, whom you have defied. You, this uncircumcised Philistine, I will kill you and cut off your head and give to the person of the head. Who was speaking through David? It was a kingdom, sir. It was a kingdom. And the Bible also calls it an unshakable kingdom. It's an unshakable kingdom. Unshakable kingdom. Unshakable kingdom. Businesses have been shaking today. COVID has shaken some people off faith. We have seen how many people are shaking around the world. Nations are shaken by earthquakes, flood everywhere. Things are coming down, disrupted. Now many people, because of economic disruption, some are even been shaken out of faith. My goodness. But you have an unshakable kingdom. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28. It says, now wherefore we receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. Look at it. He said, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us therefore what? Have grace. Your marriage, it doesn't matter the storm that is rising. That home has come to be. It doesn't matter what is facing your ministry. That ministry has come to be. It's a kingdom. It's indestructible. Once a church is born, are you hearing me? It does not die. It is founded on a kingdom. Is somebody hearing me? When we talk about the kingdom of God, we are talking about the very life of God. You can't kill that life. You cannot kill the truth. You can't kill it. Be conscious of this. Now, what exactly does he want me to do so that I can experience this kingdom? Is somebody hearing me? What does he want me to do? It's time for you to be conscious of this kingdom. A lot of us are not conscious. You see, a friend who are not conscious that is around you will leave. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ came to his own. The Bible says his own received him not. He came to his own. His own received him not. Are you conscious? Lord, help me to be conscious that you are around. Lord, help me to be conscious of this kingdom. Can you help me take 2 people? You are not ordinary. You are more than this, sir. Can you help me take 3 people? You are more than this. See, what gives a general confidence is not because of his uniform. It's because of the people that follow him, the entourage, the army that carry God. If that general knows a general, let him walk alone in the market. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Walk alone in the market. If the leader of nations, I won't mention them now, you know what I'm talking about. If the leader of nations know you are actually a leader of nation, or you are walk alone in the market, if they won't stone you. Is somebody hearing me? Say here. What gives many of us confidence is because of what we carry. The Bible says multitudes of people is the prince's honor, is the king's honor. But the destruction of a prince is in the want of people. Proverbs 14:28. Say here. You cannot see the reason why God said, woe unto him that walks alone. See, I will continue from here in the next meeting. Rise on your feet. Is somebody ready? Is somebody blessed? Tell somebody, I am a carrier of the kingdom. You see, 2 prayer points, or 3 if time permits, you are going to pray within a very short time. Lord, invade my life with your kingdom. Lord, let your kingdom come. Matthew 6:10, thy kingdom come. Open your mouth. Don't forget, the Bible says it is the will of the Father to give you the kingdom. Cry to God and say, Father, let there be a release of the kingdom into my life. Choir, you need it. Security, you need it. Ushers, you need it. Any department you may occupy, you need it. Lord, invade my life with your kingdom. Say, Father, invade my life, my marriage, with your kingdom. Let the light of your kingdom shine upon my path. Lord, let the light of your kingdom, let it shine upon my path. Lord, let the light of your kingdom shine upon my power. Father, invade my life with your kingdom. Invade my life with your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, thou kingdom of God, come upon my life afresh. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's quickly demonstrate something now. In the next 1 minute or 2, we are going to cry and ask the Almighty God, Lord, let your kingdom envelope me. If you have any sickness in your body, after that prayer, I want you to check it. If you pray that prayer sincerely, after that prayer, check whatever influence, whatever sickness that probably you came in here with. But you are going to cry from the depth of your heart. You are going to say, my Father, oh, that's not what I expect. Yeah, my Father. Invade my life with the power of your kingdom. Swallow up every unwanted kingdom, every ungodly kingdom around my life now. Oh, yeah, raise your voice. Oh, yeah, raise your voice. Oh, yeah, raise your voice. My Father, my Father, invade my life. Raise your voice. Invade my life. Jada pata pata pata. Ayala pata pata pata. Ala pata pata pata. Let somebody else bust the ladder that you hold. Eke ala pata pata pata. Ayala pata pata. My Father, invade my life with your kingdom, with your power, with your presence. Every other evil kingdom, useless kingdom, demonic kingdom around my life. Oh, yeah, catch fire. Raise your voice. Yade, lapada, shalapata para. My Father, invade my life with your kingdom. Elandela, shalapata para. Ayalapata para. Ayalapata para. Raise your voice, Jehovah. Invade my house. Invade my spirit. Invade my body with your kingdom. With your kingdom power. My Father, invade my business. Invade my ministry with your kingdom. Jehovah, invade my womb with your kingdom. Lord, send forth the light of your kingdom, the power of your kingdom.
into the life of my soul, into the life of my husband, into the life of my husband, into the life of my soul. Lord, let your kingdom come into my home. Lord, let your kingdom come into my house. Lord, let your kingdom come into my spirit. Lord,
in Jesus' precious name we pray. Please continue this prayer at home. You see, have to come. You can pray it till the midnight or wake up at 12. Lord, invade my life with your kingdom. Let nothing else matter to you than that kingdom. Let nothing else matter to you. Hunger for it. Hunger for it. One thing you will have, and you will not need to ask for any other thing, is the kingdom. One thing you will possess, and you will not need to be troubling your mind after every other thing, is the kingdom. Thy kingdom come. When his kingdom come, you will no longer struggle to please God. He says his will will be done. He says his will will be done. When his kingdom invade your marriage, you don't monitor your wife, you don't monitor your husband. You don't monitor. When the kingdom invade your business, to steal become difficult. Because everyone knows that there is a consequence for it. There's an environment you pray, you create, that sinning becomes a sin. Stealing becomes a sin. You don't mess around a person who is a kingdom carrier. Is somebody hearing me? When a higher light shows up on the highway, every other lesser light disappears. That is the kingdom. It shall be well with you. Is somebody blessed tonight? Can you put your hands together for Jesus? Into the hands of him who is able to keep you from falling, I commit you. The remaining ministrations will be far bigger and higher than this. A foundation has been laid. Watch out for many infallible proofs. Watch out for many infallible proofs. You can't carry the kingdom and sickness is holding you down. Curse that sickness. It's a taboo. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Is somebody hearing me? You pray and pray until that divine heat sensation burn off any satanic deposit. Anyone sponsoring discomfort in your life, catch fire and be burnt to ashes. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of God continue to flood your mind. Never again will you remain in the dark. Concerning your future is already settled. Because when you carry up the kingdom, you don't stumble. I commit you into the hands of the Almighty God. Gates of testimony, doors of increase, open to you in the name of Jesus. With this understanding, invade your streets. Go forth there and invite souls. Listen to me, with the consciousness that you carry the kingdom, tell the sinners there, listen to me. I have what to offer you. Come to this church. There is a program going on. Are you hearing me? Watch it. They will follow you because you are speaking with another spirit now. May you be filled with the spirit of the kingdom. May you be filled with the spirit of the kingdom. May you be filled with the spirit of the kingdom. Come and put your hands together for Jesus.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace. Through God's choice servant, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's choice servant in life-changing services at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Jua Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.